Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
My name is Jamie Miller, and I work in California in the SED program. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to Issues in Correctional Health Symposium. Today, we're actually going to be having two distinct parts. The first part is bridging incarcerations and communities. And the format, then the second part is about condom distributions in prisons. And jails. And I wanted to just let you know what the format's going to be a little bit with those speakers. We're going to have all presentations done first, and then we'll have the questions and answers at the end. So if you have some from the first speaker before the second one's done, go ahead and write it down so that you don't forget it, because we're really interested in having any of your questions or comments. Okay. With that, I'd like to just say I'm sure that everybody that's in this room is equally concerned about the issues of incarcerated individuals. They're a population that we really need to target more efforts on. And I have it on good faith that the treatment guidelines are going to include a special corrections as a special population this next time when it's published here. I think they'll be coming out in August, I think. So that's tremendous headway in trying to identify correctional populations. So the fact that we've got them in the guidelines, I'm real pleased about. Do I? Maybe I should do my lounge thing and like put it around and walk around with it or something. Here, is that better? Oh, I can hear myself. Ooh, okay. Alrighty, so I just wanted to kind of open the session by talking generally about why we care about incarcerated individuals, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here because you all feel the same way that I do, but I'm just going to read my slide. Expanding screening and prevention programs as feasible, and that's the pivotal word, feasible, to correctional settings provides key opportunities to intervene with hard-to-reach populations, thereby improving the health status of prisoners and the communities to which they return. And I think this is another one of the things that a lot of folks forget about. If we do a lot of work in the institutions, we can really help the communities on the outside. And so with that, I'd like to introduce our first speakers, our first two speakers. Kwame Owusu-Iduseh is an economist with the Division of Sexually Transmitted Disease Prevention, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. One of his research interests is in the mathematical transmission models to evaluate STD programs and interventions. So he'll be speaking with you first. Our second speaker, Sean Bland, is a research associate for epidemiology and behavioral science studies at the Fenway Institute in Boston, Massachusetts. He helps to coordinate community-based research projects focusing on social and behavioral determinants of HIV/AIDS and STDs, specializing in men who have sex with men. His research interests focus on the intersection of physical and mental health and the influence of broader structural factors on HIV-STD risk among marginalized populations, such as economic inequalities, laws, policies, and systemic discrimination. So with that, I give you Kwame.